The Truth News Network. Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
Thank you for joining me here today. We've got some very important details for you, very current, something you want to listen to. I want to make one editorial comment about dnewman.org before we get started. You're going to, every time you log in, you're going to see a different look. There's a different logo on the front of it, and the name has changed. You knew that. We've been talking about the Truth News Network, TNN, for a while. We're formally phasing into that, and you may see when you log in going forward at dnewman.org, you'll go to the homepage of the website, but it will say TNN. That's truthnewsnet.org. But don't worry. Either way you log in, you can log in today at truthnewsnet.org or still dnewman.org. Don't want to confuse you. And you'll be able to do it either way for a significant amount of time. You'll get plenty of notice when we change to going just to Truth News Network. And there's some reasons for doing so. Something you'll like, you'll be excited about, and more about that in upcoming days. Let's get right to business today. The title of today's story and podcast is Our Elections Hacked by Russians, Fact or Fiction? Let's get started by saying this. You and I have heard these claims for about 20 months now. Quote, Russians hacked the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win. And it is incontrovertible that Russians influenced the outcome of the 2016 elections to help Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. We've heard these so often, most Americans have begun to take those statements as facts without even a second thought. But should we? Some questions for you to ponder here. Who determined these facts are actually true? What proof did they find of this election tampering? Who were the guilty parties who actually conducted that tampering, that alleged tampering? How did they discover this election tampering? When did they discover it? Where, and this is most important of all, the most important question for all of us to ask today, where is the evidence they uncovered that verified those claims? I'm going to do something that'll probably shock many. I'm going to say this. There is only one answer, and the same answer applies to each of those questions posed above. The answer? We don't know for sure. Wait a minute. FBI, CIA, Department of National Intelligence, Department of Justice, NSA, they all say there was Russian election tampering here in 2016. Did they tamper? Here's that answer again, folks. We don't know for sure. To start things off, let's turn the pages of the calendar back a bit and examine some history about election meddling. Our former president.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. It happens to be based on no facts. Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way, will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found, that keep in mind elections are run by state and local officials, which means that there are places like Florida, for example, where you've got a Republican governor whose Republican appointees are going to be running and monitoring a whole bunch of these election sites. The notion that somehow if Mr. Trump loses Florida, it's because of those people that you have to watch out for. That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. If you start whining before the game's even over, if whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job. But the larger point that I want to emphasize here is that there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Folks, in an upcoming show, we're going to play that video of President Obama from 2016 before the election. We're going to play it again, and I'm going to take it apart for you. There is so much evidence in there that he said and things that he led people away from, which he was masterful at doing. It's worth doing that. It's worthy of that. But let's concentrate on the last part of what he said. There is no serious person out there that would suggest somehow that you could even rig Americans' elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the number of votes involved. There's no evidence that's happened in the past or that there are instances where that will happen this time. There are those who maintain that in these comments by the president, he was referring to domestic tampering, not foreign tampering at all. Conventional Obama wisdom, however, is that his statements were made about universal tampering of all kinds by any government or individuals. And we found out later after he left office, what I just said there is absolutely true. They knew, at least they said they knew after the election, that there had been Russian tampering in the election. And the reason they said that was their after Trump election claims that surely he couldn't and didn't win legally. It had to be because of the Russians. Being the wordsmith that he is, President Obama would have certainly been precise in his making absolute statements about election meddling, especially because of his support of Hillary Clinton. This entire Russian hacking, meddling, collusion narrative has gone on for far too long. It's opened Pandora's box to discussions about the United States and Russian elections tampering. Yes, I said Russia and U.S. election hacking, meddling, tampering. Both are guilty of doing it and doing it to each other. Oh. The United States would never interfere in another country's elections, especially not during the Obama administration. Wrong. Maybe it wasn't Russia that Obama went after, but he certainly spearheaded election tampering with another country's election. In fact, February 7th of this year, we posted here a story titled U.S. Foreign Election Tampering Guilty. Here are a couple of applicable lines from that story. You can go back and look it up. February 7th of 2018. The U.S. has a long history of attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries. It's done so as many as 81 times between 1946 and 2000, according to a database amassed by political scientist Don Levin of Carnegie Mellon University. One might say, none of those U.S. foreign election tampering events happened on Obama's watch. After all, he documented from 46 to 2000. Wrong again. Read from that same story. Quote, the Obama State Department paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer grants to an Israeli group that used that money to build a campaign to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in 2015's Israeli parliamentary elections. A U.S. congressional investigation concluded that. $350,000 was sent to One Voice, ostensibly to support the group's efforts to back Israeli-Palestinian peace settlement negotiations. But One Voice used the money to build a voter database, train activists, and hire a political consulting firm with ties to guess who? President Obama's campaign. All of that set the stage for an anti-Netanyahu campaign. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation said so in a bipartisan staff report. In one stunning finding, the subcommittee said One Voice even told the State Department's top diplomat in Jerusalem they were doing it in an email. But that official, Consul General Michael Ratney, claims he never saw the email. Netanyahu survived that election regardless of Obama's hatred for him and his efforts to defeat him. Well, what about U.S. meddling in Russian elections? No way, you say. Little history here. In the run-up to the 1996 presidential election in Russia, opinion polls put the pro-Western incumbent Boris Yeltsin in fifth place among the presidential candidates. The same polls showed the most popular candidate in Russia was the Communist Party's Gennady Zyuganov. Moved to desperation by the numbers, well-connected Russian oligarchs suggested just canceling the election and supporting a military takeover rather than facing a defeat. Neocons in the West embraced the idea, all in the name of democracy, of course. And in the end, Boris Yeltsin and the oligarchs decided to retain power by staging the election. I'll cut to the chase here. A whole bunch of money showed up. A whole bunch of money showed up. And a huge amount of it came from where? The United States. In February of that year, at the urging of the U.S., the International Monetary Fund supplied a $10.2 billion emergency infusion of cash to Russia. Who was in power? Boris Yeltsin. The money disappeared as Yeltsin used it to shore up his reputation and to buy votes. He forced the Central Bank of Russia to provide an additional $1 billion for his campaign, too. Meanwhile, a handful of Russian oligarchs provided more billions for the Yeltsin campaign. Campaign strategist for the former Republican governor of California, Pete Wilson. Listen closely. This is Pete Wilson, California governor, a Republican, made their way to the President Hotel in Moscow, where behind a guard and locked doors, they served as Yeltsin's secret campaign weapon to save Yeltsin and Russia for democracy. Eleanor Randolph, Americans claim role in Yeltsin win in the LA Times, July 9, 1996. That's where this story came from. Yeltsin and his cohorts monopolized all major media outlets, print and electronic, public and private. They bombarded Russians with an incessant and uncontested barrage of political advertising, masquerading as news, phony documentaries, rumors, innuendos. You know the story. Serious observers, including leading Democrats, agree that even if the recent hacking allegations against Russia turn out to be true, some Democrats are saying, maybe they didn't mess with our election in 2016. If they turn out to be true, the dirty tricks did not affect the outcome of the 2016 election. Contrasting that to American meddling and financing of the 96 presidential election in Russia clearly played a role in turning Yeltsin from a candidate with single-digit approval at the beginning of the year into winning it all with an official 54.4% of votes cast in the second runoff later that year. Folks, I got to be honest with you. It's incredible, but you know what? It gets even better. Right back on TNN, the Truth News Network. Stay seated right where you are.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers. Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Orlando. Join me in proudly supporting Snowball Express a nonprofit that creates opportunities to help heal the children of our fallen heroes. We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. The Truth News Network has your answer. Download TNN podcasts to your phone and catch up with the latest news during your busy day.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Only at dnewman.org.
Well, back to Russian meddling in our elections. I'm not sure about that. I'm not even sure about their attempts to. Why do I say that? Got to be honest with you. Many of you know me by now. I am a rabid searcher for facts. And even though John Brennan makes voracious claims of Russian election meddling, even though James Clapper makes claims of Russian election meddling, even though intelligence committee members in Congress, many in the FBI, the CIA, and many in the media parrot such claims, Americans really don't know. Why? Have you been presented with any evidence? We're slapped in the face over and over and over again that it happened. We hear it on radio over and over and over again that it happened. We read it over and over and over again that it happened. Have you seen any evidence? I can answer that. No, you haven't. None of us have. Why is that? Why, even though everybody tells us it's happening, why haven't we seen any evidence? Let's be honest. Americans have always relied on the good faith and trust in their government regarding every operation that they participate in. Why? Because they tell us things like the U.S. has the greatest intelligence community in the world and the FBI is the premier investigation agency on earth. How much of what they do can we actually verify? Talking about the intelligence community. Very little. And it's when we see intelligence briefings on Capitol Hill with intelligence department heads like James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, who have each been caught in numerous lies in front of those committees, in press conferences, in tweets, in emails, you name it. And we watch in those same hearings the new FBI director, Christopher Wray, and the new Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein stonewall duly elected members of Congress. Now keep in mind, we didn't elect Christopher Wray or Rod Rosenstein or James Clapper or John Brennan or James Comey. We elect the members of Congress. They represent Americans and therefore represent America. We watch as those unelected officials stonewall the people, the men and women we elected in Congress, refusing to answer questions or turn over subpoenaed documents to those constitutionally responsible for oversight to verify. There is no doubt Americans have the right to question what we see and hear from American intelligence agencies and those agency members and even congressional leaders in intelligence areas. And folks, we need proof. Are you tired of hearing the partisan spin about every press briefing, press conference, interview, committee testimony, statements saying over and over, I can't talk about classified information or materials? No wonder the trust factor for all of them, FBI, CIA, NSA, Justice Department, are at the lowest levels in American history among all American citizens. Americans just don't know what or who to believe. There is a simple fix for all of this. Give Americans the evidence. If Congress and the president want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, presented to Americans about everything to do with this discussion, it can happen quickly, legally, and immediately. There's only one person who can declassify every or any classified document and every or any classified piece of evidence of any kind anywhere in the U.S. government. The President of the United States. Any President of the United States. Listen to this. There is classified information about who killed JFK. There is classified information about UFOs. There are classified documents pertaining to proof or disproof of Trump campaign illegal Russian involvement of any kind in 2016. Those documents are in existence right now. And if they exist, and I don't know that they do, but if they do, guess what? Who has them? Robert Mueller has them. He could end this thing today. If there's evidence, it's very simple. Whether or not a sitting president can be indicted is up for grabs. But, Mr. Mueller, why don't you do this? Release it to the American people. You know what would happen if you have them and if it's truth of illegal activities? The American people would insist that something be done to this president. And guess what that would be? We would push the members of the House of Representatives to impeach the president and would insist that the Senate, when those articles of impeachment were confirmed by the House, to try the president for those charges and remove him from office. And then, under criminal statute, he could be indicted. There are classified documents that prove whether IRS actions during manipulating tax-free applications by conservative groups to prevent approval before the 2012 election happened. There are classified documents that prove whether or not the Russians actually meddled in the 2016 elections, and if so, whether or not those actions made any difference in the election. Mr. President, I'm asking you, and I'm just one guy, please declassify all of the Mueller investigation documents, including FISA warrant applications, all of the testimony. Declassify it all so that it can be released so Americans can know if our president is guilty of crimes or not. 18 months in, if there's any there, releasing those documents will prove it. And if there's no there, we can continue this great improvement in almost every area of American life today. Can you tell I'm a little bit heated about this and that I have an opinion on it? If you can't, you're dead. In summary, it's really sad. It's really sad. I don't trust our government. I don't trust intelligence community members. And I should. I know personally FBI management people, administrators and management people that I've known long, I know their lives, and I trust them without any hesitation. But it's because I know them. Of all of the FBI employees out there, I am sure most of them are hardworking, honest, and are shuddering at the thought of there being corruption in the FBI. But we can find out if there really is. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do want the truth. Where anywhere else in this nation is it okay to cover up these critical issues of daily operations to hide wrongdoing or cheating, illegally paying people for favors, intentional lawbreaking to further a cause or to line one's pocket with illegal dollars, and selling influence and peddling favors for money, but in the U.S. government, there's no other place it works. This isn't a banana republic, or it isn't Russia. Why do we let that continue? And we are letting it continue. There's only one thing that can break this chain of deteriorating confidence in and trust of the U.S. government from Americans. The entire documented evidence of everything. Does it have to be that way permanently? I mean, we're talking about a major additional operation for every Department of Intelligence in the United States just to make sure that we get the stuff we want. Yeah, it'll be an inconvenience. And I don't know that it's too much of an inconvenience to ask for that. I mean, think about it. People's lives are being destroyed. You know, Paul Manafort, I don't know. I know that he did some stuff wrong and he broke some laws way back in 2005. And he cut a deal and pled guilty for it. But you know what? He hasn't been tried. He has not participated in a trial. And they have him in a jail cell 24/7 in solitary confinement. How is that constitutional? How's that right? We don't know that he did any of that. It's alleged. But by the U.S. Constitution, every American is innocent until not charged, not indicted, proven guilty. We can get to this process and we can get to it immediately. Immediately, we can get there. I'll finish by saying this. The Russians probably did meddle, or at least try to, in our 2016 elections and have done so for decades probably, just like we have theirs. But many Americans, including me, cannot take the word of members of those in the U.S. government any longer. Just trust me doesn't work anymore. There's only one thing that will, the truth. To get the truth of all of this, President Trump needs to declassify all of those documents and that classified information as quickly as possible.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. TNN, the Truth News Network, puts it all together for you
every day
at dnewman.org.